Okay, Scott, what is it that makes a restaurant good for Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, there's a romantic is as romantic does. Let's, you know, get that out of the way. What's romantic to some people might not be romantic to others. I like a restaurant that's got a nice quiet atmosphere because you want to be able to have a quiet conversation with your sweetheart. You don't want to have clanging bells and loud children nearby. You want something maybe low lighting, candlelight would be nice. Tablecloths.
That's the classic, isn't it?
Sure,
candlelight dinner.
Yeah, and if you got a strolling violin, you can't find those too often anymore. But at least maybe some nice quiet chamber music in the background rather than, you know, maybe some heavy metal.
So it could be a stressful time, though, I'm thinking about this Valentine's Day date. So do you choose a different place for a couple that's been together a long time versus some folks who've just gotten together?
Well, you know, somebody who's been together a long time, they probably have a favorite restaurant, maybe a restaurant that's really important to them. Maybe it was where they went on their first date and they've been together for 10 years now. And that restaurant might not fit the stereotypical romantic restaurant, but to them, it has meaning. It is romantic to go back there. If it's Olive Garden, you know, fine, it's Olive Garden. But if they if it's a new date, if it's a first time, then and you really want to make an impression, you really want to go for that for the more stereotypical romantic atmosphere.
So where should we be going?
Well, I have some favorites in mind. Of course, Victorian Albert's is just one of our best restaurants in the area, and it fits all the criteria for quiet, low lighting, even has a harpist on most nights. So very, very – it's also very expensive. So, you know, nothing says lovin' like spending lots of money.
It's not stuffy, though, is it?
It, you know, it used to be stuffier than it is. When they first opened, every table was waited on by a maid and a butler whose name tags read Victoria and Albert, which was, you know, just had me rolling my eyes back then. They kind of got away with away from that. They are still in more of a period costume, so there's that.
So you got Victoria and Albert's at the top end of the spectrum. You got mid and low.
K is a nice kind of more of a casual. It's set in an old house in College Park. But it's quiet, just by definition of its location, homey, which you know can be nice and romantic. Park Plaza Gardens is a classic old restaurant in town on Park Avenue. I like the atmosphere there. It's sort of an outdoors, but your indoors atmosphere.
Are restaurants rolling out special meals for Valentine's Day?
You will find some doing some specials. I've been getting emails constantly from restaurants that are trying to drum up business, maybe offer a package for two with a bottle of wine for a set price. So you can find that, but you're probably going to be better off just finding your own deal.
So, Scott, if things are not going well on a Valentine's Day date, if things are tanking, where do you recommend going to salvage things?
You better just head right home.